Let people talk about you. It doesn't matter what they say. It's not important. Just focus on yourself. People don't understand what you've been through. If they wanted to, they would. You see, the funny thing is, the narrative will change when you get to where you want to be. But you can't get there if you let the opinions of others affect you. So just put your head down and do what you gotta do. The rest will take care of itself.
Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man young, wealthy, and wise.
I need you to do me a favor. Do more than just exist. You come from greater stock than just taking up space. Leaving this world better than you found it is your responsibility as a human being. Utilizing the gifts that you were given at birth is how you leave this world better than you found it. Leaving an impact, a legacy for the next generation to follow.
Now let me tell y'all something about dreams. Listen up. Because this is something I found out a long time ago that goes against everything you see in a movie, on TV. Dreams don't happen overnight. That ain't how it works. See, they come to you in the daylight. You got to be awake. Because, baby, you got to run dreams down. See, that chase is where we learn the most about ourselves. To take that extra step. That extra mile, that extra rep. Now look, you don't never know how long it's gonna take or exactly what it'll look like when you get there. The only thing you know is you can never stop.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
The key to winning is intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. Intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable and difficult situations. Make it your mission to become more disciplined. Make it your mission to become more mentally hardened. If you make one promise to yourself this year, make it this, that you are going to solve the fundamental problem that has kept you in this place of dissatisfaction for so long. You are going to address the core issue, and the core issue is that you lack the ability to do things when you don't feel like doing them.
In the face of adversity, there lies an incredible opportunity for growth. You see, greatness isn't born from comfort and ease. It is carved out of challenges, sculpted from setbacks. Forget what you've been told about the limits of your potential. Based on where you came from, what's happened to you, the color of your skin, or the balance in your bank account, those are just factors. Not predictors.
To get through the challenges you'll face in life on your way to success, you have to be a warrior. What's a warrior? It's not someone who just wants to fight all the time. When they lose a job, they believe a better one is on the way. When you lose friends, you automatically believe that better ones are on the way. When everyone stops believing in you, you not only have to believe in yourself, but you have to believe in yourself so much it overpowers and overweighs all the lack of belief by other people. You say, that's okay. I believe in myself for the both of us. I believe in myself for all of us. I don't need your belief. When everything falls apart, the warrior believes that everything will be put right back into place better than ever. Be a warrior.
I believe there's some good in every situation that we face. I believe if you train your mind to see the good in the situations that you don't like, that brings you discomfort, that brings you a certain level of opposition, I believe if you train your mind to see the good in it, it's easy to extract it.
Nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
You have to change some things or nothing will change.
Because once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Think of Leonardo da Vinci, who had a quote at the end of his life saying, after you've worked really hard during the day, you've toiled at something, you go to sleep and you have this great feeling like you accomplished something. But when you die, do you have that same feeling? Like, I did something, I accomplished something, now I can die in peace. And I think the worst thing is in life would be to reach the age of 60, 65 and go, God, I could have been so much more. I could have created something. I could have done what I said I was going to do. I could have written that book, but I didn't.
Whatever you're going through won't last forever. As stressful, frustrating, or demotivating as your circumstances might be, they will eventually pass.
It's about the incremental steps. We all want that perfect body today. We all want the nice penthouse view, the car, the clothes. We all want that right now. But between where you are now and where you want to go, there's a whole library of lessons that must be learned. There are lessons that must be learned between where you are and where you need to go. And that is called the process, ladies and gentlemen. Embrace the process. Embrace the hardest parts of this journey. Because I promise you, they're going to keep coming in the future. This is not a one-time thing. They're going to continue to come at you until you learn the lesson you have to learn. And the reward for learning the lesson is one more lesson.
Pretty f***ing sure you told yourself you were going to start on the first. And I'm pretty sure you told yourself again you were going to start on the second. When's it going to be? Make the f***ing change that you need to make. Become the person you need to become. Now is the time to fix it. So don't wait another day. Don't wait till Monday. Don't wait another f***ing year. Start today.
It's okay to walk alone. It might be discouraging sometimes, but letting go of toxic people will be the most liberating thing you can do for your soul. The truth is, some people just don't want to see you succeed. They'd rather see you fail, because the new version of you makes them uncomfortable.
Most of us are only 1 to 10% away from greatness. But we think we're so far away from it that we never try. And once I started going down this journey, I started realizing that, and those percents started to add up. And before I knew it, my mind started hardening, and I started passing so many different people that I thought were so far above me. And then before I knew it, man, I became a common amongst the uncommon.
What if adversity wasn't a problem to you? What if it wasn't a problem? What if it was a privilege? And if you think back in your life, again, your biggest growth moments came from your biggest pain moments. If you look back in your life, you realize, man, I had a privilege to go through that. That adversity builds your purpose. Makes you understand your purpose more.
It's easy to use your childhood as a crutch instead of seeing it as a chisel. I always hear people say, my family is so dysfunctional, using it as an excuse or something. But it's not really a valid excuse because everybody's family is dysfunctional in some way. There are so many crutches people want to use to justify themselves. But for me, you have to eliminate every single one of them. Get rid of them all. Then tell yourself it's up to you. What are you going to do now that you let go of all those crutches?
And you have to be willing to put yourself in very difficult situations at all times to be able to do that. So my big takeaway of life is if you're constantly taking the easy way out, you're never going to callous your mind. And when you're in those points where you want to quit and not quitting and seeing how the mind starts to operate in those moments of fear, anxiety, self-doubt, insecurities, and that's where you learn to fix it. You don't fix it in 72-degree weather. Fix it by going into the environment.
Can we define a bad day without comparing it by definition to a good day? And vice versa. We decide what a good day is by comparing it to what a bad day would be. You can't have good days if you don't have bad days. If there are no bad days, the good days don't exist.
That's why failure is so important. Like failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. They don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through it.
You know, first and foremost, I think about my life and I think about adversity and I think about opposition. But for the most part of my life, I've been on this quest to figure out how can I work hard for something and my performance is not based upon the outcome. How can I work and my effort and my motivation and my drive is not based upon what the product will be, but more so based upon me taking pride in what I do. And so I came up with this thing called process over product. And what I mean by the process, I'm talking about the way I handle my business on a daily basis and the way I go about every single aspect of my life. I live by this thing called empty the bucket. But what they don't understand, it's an unspoken law of empty the bucket. It's an unspoken law of accountability and responsibility to me on this earth and my existence and everybody that is connected to me. I may be crazy, but I don't know. I just believe that I'm supposed to give everybody that is connected to me the best version of me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Be kind to yourself. You are actually doing the best you can.
It's really heavy when you start to look at your, you know, you look at your life, you look at your health, you look at your business, you look at your family, you look at your relationships, and you look at all those things that are messed up in all those areas. And when you say, all those things, all those problems in my business, my life, my health, all those things are my fault, that's really a heavy weight to bear. But it's also extremely liberating, because if it's all your fault, you're the one that can fix it.
Yeah.
You're the one that can get your business back together, you can repair the relationships, you can get yourself healthy, like you can take control of all those things.
I was the one holding me back. I was the one looking for the scapegoat. And you know, I was the one looking for all these ways to say, it's okay, David. You're a loser, you're a born loser, so it's okay. It's on me. The people around me are f***ed up. They're not gonna save you. You gotta save yourself, my friend. I was like, man, this rest of your life is gonna suck. It is gonna suck, not because you're gonna be a loser, but because you're gonna finally start to win. And winning is not easy, my friend.
Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that a lot of people haven't visited in a long, long time because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
Thank you.
When the winter comes, make this note. Just hang on. You know, the winter cannot last forever. There's never been a double winter. Some are difficult and some are easier. There's never been a double night. The night only lasts for a few hours, and then the day finally dawns and the shadows flee away.
Fear is always about that which does not exist. You cannot fight or you cannot overcome that which does not exist.
You want to know what true courage is? True courage is taking the test. True courage is finding out what you can or can't do. You can't keep sweeping what's important aside for another day, because the honest truth is you aren't promised another day. It takes courage to put yourself on the fringe of failure just to determine whether or not you will succeed.
Two paths in life. This is the path I chose a long time ago. It's the lonely road. You're gonna feel alone all the time. You can have team around you, you can have mentors. Trust me, you'll feel alone. You're gonna wake up earlier than everybody else. You're gonna go to bed later. Why do I tell you that? That way when these things are happening, you'll know, oh, these are signs I'm on the right road. Most everybody else will do this. The crowded road. It's well lit, there's navigational equipment, there's directions, really good roads. The lonely road, no navigational equipment most of the time. It's dark, it's not well lit. There's these huge ups and downs, massive turns. Roadkill along the side of other people who quit on their dreams. Do the thing everybody else does. Listen to the haters. All the stuff they tell you, what's so bad about where you are? It's okay, what's so... Any of that sound familiar? That's all the lonely road stuff. You're on the right road, don't yield.
Believing in your future more than you're believing in your past. Stop romancing your past, start romancing your future. Stop telling the story of your past, start telling the story of your future. Stop believing in your past, start believing in a new future. That process is an unlearning and a relearning process. It's literally breaking the habit of being yourself and reinventing a new self.
I want you to know that it's okay to leave your past behind you. Yes, you've had successes and failures. You've had difficult things and wonderful things happen. You've had things that you've learned and experienced that have brought you to this point right here, right now. And some of those things you had no control over. Some of those events in your past were completely outside of your control. But you and only you control what meaning and impact those things are going to have for you from this point forward. You get to decide.
If we want to become a better version of ourselves, we have to do what heroes do. And what heroes do is they see something that they can't do, they accept that they can't do it, and they become the person who can do it.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can be in better shape. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you. It will wake you up in the morning.
Anybody can sit at home and hypothesize about what they could have done successfully. It's easy to hypothesize about the success you could have had because it's safe. It's safe to do when you're not standing in front of the fire, but there's no receipt that proves your success. That's why it's courageous to take on the challenge. And if you are taking on the challenge right now, that right there is a prime example of courage, because you're being willing to put yourself out there in the name of success, in the name of becoming a greater version of yourself. That's true courage. You're out there actively pursuing it. You are the definition of courage.
Push yourself. Push yourself to that point where you feel that thought is coming back. It's time to rest. And when the mind says it's time to rest, that's the point to keep going. That is that threshold which is going to make the difference afterwards. So discovering your limits on the one side is the first thing. Because discovering your limits means you have a vision about what you can do, and at the same time, the limit is showing you what you cannot do.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? Your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
It is also to condition myself to a certain vibe. That vibe is, I don't know what this life is going to bring, but there is no alternative. Then when the challenge comes, when life is getting hard, there is no alternative for me than to just keep going.
Always believe in yourself. Always be yourself. And always be grateful.
A lot of people out there dreaming. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their fucking master. Ran by a graveyard and I looked out there and I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there and just are so upset with how you lived your life. Regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro.
Life isn't fair. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder, to test us, to drive us. Mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. No matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
You wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that that's someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. In life, a lot of times, a lot of us have that person out there. There may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists.
For you, on those days you don't want to do things, it's easy to conquer when it's good weather, you got good sleep, and you feel great. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those fucking days when all hell's broke loose? Body's fucked up, you're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. Who are you on those days?
Life is the most brutal endurance sport of all time. And that's what we have to love about it. Life continues to attack us. There are no f***ing timeouts.
Who are you out there who are trying to get better? Who are looking for more? Who on January 1 don't give a f***? It's just a Sunday to you. It's you out there. We're waking up tired of being a bitch. We're waking up tired of being afraid. We're waking up tired of being a victim. Those of you out there who aren't half-stepping, I appreciate you all. Stay hard.
The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. Never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me on a dark alley, running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
The problem that most of us have is we think that we're all alone. We think that we're the only ones going through all this stuff. Your vision becomes very narrowed. And I was able to look down at the world, and we are, all of us are jacked up. Some of us hide it better than others, but we're all jacked up. And once you realize that, you know, you got to come out of your shell. You got to accept who you are. You got to accept the demons that life gave you. You got to be able to look them in the mirror, look them in the eye, say, okay,
I'm gonna start fixing these things. But if you think that you're by yourself, the reality of your life becomes very, very horrible. And you're not. We are all jacked up. And once you realize that, man, you don't even look at the crowd anymore. You look at your own race, you do your own race, you do your own thing, and you finally find out who you're supposed to be in this life.
So many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch, refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
Biggest advice is shut off your phones, shut off all technology, find a dark, quiet place for you to think. You have to think first. And then when you think, you have to think, okay, what's my purpose in life? From your purpose, now you found, okay, I found my purpose. What are my goals now? Okay, you find your goals. Now you gotta sit down and plan. Plan, how am I gonna accomplish these goals? Then from there, the hardest part is you have to put the action in. And that's where everybody fails. You're missing the story, man. Am I happy? What the f*** do you think? Don't misunderstand the passion in which I speak for not being intensely happy. Happiest person in the world. But I'm not done. So I'm not gonna speak to you like, oh man, everything is great. No, I have a lot more to do. A lot more to do. Become a better person. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you wanna be, is constantly facing the things that you don't wanna face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't wanna face, how is there growth? I'm always sharpening my sword. And how I sharpen my sword is I have a mentality of my refrigerator is never full. I've never arrived. And every time I get close to the top of a mountain, I fall back down on purpose. I believe that the true growth is at scratch. There has to be friction in your life for you to be able to move forward. Life is short. Life is precious. Spend that time with the people you love, the people you want to give that time to, real friends, real family. Everybody else, and they're sucking up the air you breathe. A lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Stay hard. We're all f***ed up. Stop judging yourself against other f***ed up people who have hidden it better than you. That's all they've done. They've mastered it better than you have. And now they're flipping it back on you and saying you're f***ed up. Life is one big head game. And once you learn to play the motherfucking head game, no longer a game anymore at all. You start living your life.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself.
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim and all that stuff, you're not gonna go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go and do the work. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character. There's strength. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods. All of that stuff, don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
There will be days when you give every ounce of yourself, every ounce of your soul, blood, sweat, and tears, early mornings and late nights, and not see any result from all of your hard work. And the most difficult part of all of that is knowing you have to show up the next day and do it all over again. And you may not see the result immediately. It may not come next week. But believing that eventually the result will come is what makes a champion.
There's gonna be days where you don't feel like showing up. There's gonna be days where you're paralyzed by self-doubt, and days where the distance between where you are and where you wanna be is overwhelming. I'm here to tell you that the only way to keep inching forward when those days happen is to be committed to the process. Because the ones who stay consistent, whether they feel like it or not, are the ones who see the results, not the ones who have conditional commitments on their goals. Keep going.
I think when you feel stuck or dissatisfied in your life, it's a signal. And it's not a signal that your life is broken. It's a signal that one of your most basic needs are not being met. Your need for exploration. And your soul needs exploration and growth. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable.
Why is life so hard? Life is never easy. If it's easy, it would be boring. Life should be hard. Embrace the hardness of life, because through those hardships, you're learning, you're molding, and you're becoming a person. So, life should be hard. When you accept that life should be hard, then nothing is hard. Everything is easy, because everything is a lesson that you can learn something from. Every day is a new day to learn something new. So what are you going to learn today?
Sometimes growing and breaking feel the same. I think that sometimes growing and breaking are the same thing. And here's something to keep in mind. In this uncomfortable season of growth, you are not the one that's breaking. What's breaking is everything that isn't you. And sometimes that hurts.
Sometimes you have to go through that adversity and that challenge and that setback to activate the passion and the drive. You know, sometimes it takes the sting of defeat. Sometimes it takes the sting of heartbreak to activate something within you that was needed for you to start moving in the direction that you're meant to move, to get to where you need to be.
The right path is often going to be the hard one. It's going to be the one that requires you to believe in something with no guarantees. The one that asks you to let go of all control and walk forward in blind faith. But you know you're not walking blindly, because you can see it. You can feel that there's no other choice but this. Everything you've been through has prepared you for this moment. Lean into it. Trust it. You're ready.
You know, you have a decision to make. Am I gonna stay right here? Am I gonna live my life and be happy? Which, by the way, if that's what you want, there's no judgment. But what I'm saying to you is if you're that ambitious now and you don't keep moving, you're gonna feel bad about staying in the same spot. So it's important that we set bigger goals and that we continue to progress through life, because we have to have a purpose, we have to have a drive. And the reality is our pursuit of a bigger goal produces a lot of good for people outside of ourselves. So what gifts are you suppressing by staying in that place and being content where you are? How many lives changed? How many new ideas? How much good is now being capped in your jar because you've decided to stay right where you are? That's something to think about.
Now stay after it. If you're maybe feeling down or you're not feeling as motivated, that's where your discipline has to really kick in, because the motivation's not always there. The discipline, that's what's got to be your backbone for progress. Even if you don't want to do it, or you're not feeling motivated to do it, the discipline will keep you, you know, on that steady upward slope.
Each and every day, I'm trying to be the best I can be in that day. I'm trying to maximize that day, just that day. And I think if we all can shift into focusing on the small, integral steps that go into the big changes, that's when we'll see the most growth and the most evolution in our lives.
The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Anything worthwhile is going to require some degree of pain and struggle. So, if you're oriented toward the pain and the struggle, you're probably going to be more aligned with what you're capable of accomplishing rather than if you just orient toward the pleasures.
Every day, sunrise, sun goes down. So that means there is a up, there is a down. Since we are born, we have inhaled 50% of our times, we have exhaled 50% of our times. Meaning always 50-50. Always the exchange between left and right, up and down, bright and dark, in and out, success and failure.
Our greatest challenge is that we don't know how great we really are, because we still battle with the conversations that other people have had about you. You have to begin to have a short-term memory when it comes to all the negative. Remember that your life is not defined by what others said about you, but it's about what you say about yourself. You got to begin to have a conversation that it starts internally and then works its way out to the rest of the world.
I want you to realize this truth. Perspective is everything in life. And the beautiful thing about perspective is in your control. Nobody else can control your perspective. But when your perspective is your power, you know that things that happen to you, what happens for you? You know the things that are supposed to break you, actually things are gonna build you. You know the failures that happen in your life, actually the failure is just feedback to grow something better in your life.
You think that everything the mind tells you, I need to follow, that means freedom. No, for us, it's the other way around. To learn and not follow what the mind tells you. This is the first step towards freedom.
Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. You gotta tell your brain where you wanna go and how you wanna go and how you wanna get there. You gotta control it. If not, it's over.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge.
Maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming all the things that's not us so we can become the people that we're really destined to become.
No way you lose when you go after a dream. You don't. It always leads to something better. Always. The responsible thing to do is to listen to your heart. It wasn't hard to work at the shitty job because I was always thinking about the exciting job I was going to do afterwards. And every night that I just went up on stage, and if it just went moderately okay, I couldn't believe it. Have you ever had that level of excitement doing any other job? That's what it's like when you go after a dream job. So nothing is worse than not going after it.
And so many of us, we're afraid of the silence. We're afraid to be alone. We're afraid because we know the voice in our head when we're alone is one that doesn't lift us up but brings us down. And it might seem dark, and it will be cold, and you'll be lonely. But I promise, as you work through that cold and dark place, you will find who you are. You will find your voice. You'll understand who you are when there's no support around you, because I hate to break it to you, that's going to happen on this path to growth and this path to success.
The thing that wakes you up and tells you, I've got greatness in me, I've got the ability to overcome, I've got a champion inside of me, I've got something that is unique about me that the world has never seen before. But you got to begin that conversation internally. Because until you believe it, no one else will. But the moment you make it your will to overcome every obstacle, overcome every negative, to overcome everyone that has ever told you you would fail, you have to have those haters, you need them. So you can prove them wrong by being strong. But the strength that you begin to display is not just on the outside. It begins internally.
Time is the currency we're playing with in every moment of our lives. It's the center point of our influence. I talk about the roulette table of my life. It's the frame I think through, where we wake up in the morning with these 24 chips. If you spend 8 hours sleeping, you wake up with 16 chips left. And how you place those chips on this roulette table that sits in front of us, just before the wheel spins every day, determines all of our outcomes in our lives.
There are many things in this world that we all wish weren't true. There are many things that we want to be that just aren't. The game that you're playing is human psychology. There is no greater control. There is no greater control than control over oneself. Every day that you're working to build something, whether it's a business, whether you're trying to be the greatest parent of all time, it doesn't matter. If you fail to understand that the name of the game is changing yourself, acquiring skills, identifying the gap between who you are today and the person you want to become, and accepting that you can do anything you set your mind to without limitation. So now how you spend that time, what skills you begin to acquire in order to execute against that future vision you have of yourself, that is everything. But you're going to have to be willing to suffer along the way.
That means people will become a magnet to what energy you put out. But you've got to begin to let that flow from your life, from your belief that I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a victim. I am more than whatever I've gone through. Hell, I am more than anyone ever imagined, including myself, because I didn't imagine I'd be this, but I began to paint a picture and frame it with my work day in and day out. Work is step by step. It's how you conquer a mile. You don't get there overnight. It's not all through a sprint. Sometimes it's a marathon. But even marathons might take a year, might take 2 years, but you're on your way as long as you don't quit.
Right? Believe in what you're doing. Sometimes all you got to do is stay the course and outlast whatever the opposition and the adversity may be. Right? When it comes to whatever you consider to be success, whatever success means to you, properly define it, but always look at it in terms of, do I love what I do? Do I know what I'm doing? If opposition and adversity happens, will I still believe in what I'm doing? Love what you're doing. Know what you're doing. But above all, believe in what you're doing, man.
I want you to imagine that there's a power flowing into your consciousness. This power flows to and through us, and it never stops. Now, when the power flows into our consciousness, we could call it thought power if you choose, you can think anything you want. You can think anything you want. No one can cause you to think something you don't want to think. What we want to do is learn how to control the flow of this energy. We want to learn how to control the flow of thought energy and let it flow freely to and through us, improving everything with which it connects. You see, we're really in charge of our results. The results that we get in our life can be altered because on a conscious level, you have a choice. You see those two symbols, one's negative, one's positive. There is the power flowing in. You can think anything you want. You can choose to think of what you don't want, or you can choose to think of what you do want. You can look at what's wrong with life, or you can look at what's right with it. You do have a choice. That power, you can build it into anything you choose.
There's going to be so many hours where you will be alone. You'll feel like there's no one there to support you. And it may not be because you've been abandoned, but because those people have to tend to their own lives. Learning to be self-reliant, learning to stand in front of the fire, to face the crowd head on by yourself is what will rally the troops. That's what brings the reinforcement. So often we say, I'll go if you go. I'll stay if you stay. Be the one that goes. Be the one that steps forward into the fire, unafraid, knowing that it's not because you're going to get burned, but it's because it's going to burn off the old you. Burn off that old you. And let the new you shine. You'll find that you're fireproof. You'll find that you're unstoppable. You want to know how strong you are? Let's go test it.
You say you love life, you want to live life. I'm going to show you life. Life is beautiful, but you have to accept the good and the bad as being beautiful. You can't accept the good, oh, this is beautiful. Then we lose some of our life sucks. Life is beautiful because life gave us the ability to just know them on our journey in life. We met them. We loved them. We cared about them. They cared about us. That's the purpose of life. Just enjoy what we had, what we journeyed through it.
Apparently, the stress and the worries and the fear, it arises somewhere. And that somewhere is individually always inside oneself. But nevertheless, we try to fix this issue. We try to look for the solution. Yeah, not inside of you. You try to find it out there.
Sometimes people are too close to you to see your greatness. You're too familiar. So what a lot of us do, we go to our spouse, we go to our friends, we go to all these people that are close to us, and we try to show our gifts and our talents, and they normalize your greatness. I believe this is true. I believe God will place strangers in your life to take you to higher places. So don't be surprised if your support system doesn't come from familiar faces. Don't be surprised if your support system doesn't come from blood, doesn't come from family, doesn't come from the friends you have history with. But they're too close to you. They're too familiar with you. Anything we get familiar with, we get desensitized to. So the mistake that a lot of us make is we go to what's closest to us in proximity when you need to just give it to the world. You need to just give it to the world and let the world validate your vision.
I need you to begin to believe in yourself in such a way that nothing can shake it. So what if you take a loss? So what if you've lost something for a moment? That loss is temporary. That L that you took is a lesson. But once you get that lesson, God help those that tried to teach it to you. Because once you become you, fully engaged, fully believing, nothing will stop you.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.